Okay, today's daf is Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis, I'm in Beis, about four lines from the bottom. Bo Yimine. So now it's going to bring another day that holds like Shmuel by Misate, right? So, Bo Yimine Rav Nasan Bar Oshia Me Rav Yochanan. Misate, someone who chisels. Mishum Mai, Mechayev. What Malacha is he violating? So Achvelei B'Yadei, so Rabbi Yochanan hinted with his hands, and Mishum Makke B'Patish. Basically, he's banging the hammer into his hand, says it's Makke B'Patish to be chiseling the stones. V'Ha'anantanan, but look at our Mishnah, how could it be Makke B'Patish? Our Mishnah lists two things. It lists HaMisateis, and then it says Makke B'Patish. Make it look like it's two separate things. So Amar, so answer Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar HaMisateis HaMakke B'Patish. That Misateis is just an example of Makke B'Patish, meaning Misateis is just Chayev because of Makke B'Patish, and the sheer of that is Kolshu. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel from the Mishnah. Toshma, bring a raya. Hakodeach. Right, so guy is kodeach. Kodeach is like drilling a hole. The two different types of way of drilling a hole, Rashi says. Rashi, the top, kol kodeach amenas limlos, v'hu litko bo yeted. The tokeya, kodeach, is to drill a hole in order to fill it with some sort of peg. And the hole is supposed to be pegged. V'shelo limlos kari nokev. And if you're just drilling a hole for the sake of the hole, that's making a nekev. That's called nokev. Okay, so a kodeach is to drill a hole into the wall because you want to use it as some sort of peg. You want to fill it up. So a kodeach kol shehu chayev. Okay. So bishlama, this makes sense. Lirav, right? Because it makes sense to Rav. Rav said before that making the nekev in the chicken coop, in the lul tarnagolim, was malacha boneh. So the nekev in the kotel also, even though you want to close it up, it's boneh. Umechse command the charchor to the binyan. It looks like someone's making a chor in the binyan, a hole in the binyan, and he's chayev because of boneh. But Ela l'shmuel, according to Shmuel, says who said by the little tarnagolim making the hole was a din of makke b'patish. So what are you chayev for over here by kodeach? Lav gemar malachavu. Here it's not a gemar malacha. Can't be chayev b'makke. He says that drilling a hole is makke b'patish. Well, not in this instance, it's not makke b'patish, but it's not the final blow. It's not the final touch. The final blow is when you put the peg into the hole. Right, Elul Shmuel Rashi says the Amar Nokev Lav Bonehu, so Bishman Nekev Lo Ikel Meimer Makiv Patish. Avazesha Omed Listom Lav Gmar Malachahu. It's not the Gmar Malacha. So what's going on? How is Kodeya Chayev according to Shmuel? So Gemara says, what's do Kimto Hakamai Skinon the Baze Biramsa the Farzala Vishavki Bigavei. You drill the hole with a long iron nail and you leave the nail in the wall in order to hang things on. It's like a havoc, right? You put the thing in the hole, or a coat hook. You put the thing in the hole so you can hang things on. And the hainu gemar malacha. So here, the drilling the hole, making the drill, is the gemar malacha. I don't see the problem. Why is that kodeach? Kodeach was to drill it on condition to fill it in, and here it's already filled in. But that's what Rashi says. The bezaya b'ramsel, the b'masmer arok shel barzel, v'shakir b'gaveh, you leave it inside, Rashi says, litloshba, to hang on it. That's why you'd be chayiv. Okay, next. The Mishnah says Zeha Klal. The Mishnah gives a Klal. Kol Osim Malacha Malacha Miskayemish B'Shabbos Chayev. Like we always say in the Bavli, whenever Zeha Klal, the Bavli always takes it to mean that there's a new rule. Yerushalmi does not. Yerushalmi says Klal means this is the rule that we just learned. You just summarize what the rule is. The Bavli takes it to always mean something else. Zeha Klal Lasuye Mai. It comes to include what case Lasuye Dechak Kafiza B'Kaba. Right. That what happens is look at Rashi. Basically, the answer is you take something. And you have this big piece of brick or something, and you dig it or you make a hole out of it. It could be made as a gallon. You just dig out 3 quarts, so it's still chayav, even though it's not technically finished. But people will use it this way, so it'll be good. Rashi says that the chak kafiza b'kaveh b'golem gadol, like a big golem, a big stick or brick. Haroi lechok ba kav, you can put a kav, which is four lugin, right? The chokok shalosh lugin, but you only put dug in that can get deep enough to hold 3 lugin. The alpha pishati lahosif yeshiva kaimikan. Even though maybe you're going to finish it up later, nevertheless, since some people keep it this way, keep it only 3 lugin, you're still chayiv for, I guess, you're chayiv for bona. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah he mentioned, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, hamake bikornas al hasadon, if you bang the hammer on the anvil, right, during the malacha, you're chayiv. That's tikkun malacha. So he says that even what's going on, what's seen over here is that you're banging the hammer on the anvil, not on the item that you're working with. You're banging on the anvil to sharpen or smooth out the hammer. So Mike Ovid, Mar S, what did he do wrong? What's Tikkun Malacha over here? What is he doing? So Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavayu, Vipnei Amen Esiado. He's, I guess he's sort of training his hand. Rashi says, "Amri Yodam Margilim Umikavim LaKa Haruil Malacha Machidola Machketana." He has to, I guess, he keep rhythm, to keep the rhythm or something like that of the banging. So he's banging on the anvil to continue it. So they Rechav then asked, "Well, what did he do then? He didn't do anything. Any Malacha." He didn't do anything to it. He says, Elamayata, the training is going to be Machayev you. Elamayata, Chaza Umanusa Bishabsa, Begamar, Hachanami Machayev. If you observe somebody who's doing a malacha and you learn from that, you're going to be Chayev. Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't have that. But his basically idea is that just by watching them, you're going to be Chayev. By doing something to train you, to keep you trained, to keep your skills in top. To keep his skills in form, you're going to be chayiv. What did he do? He's banging the anvil. He didn't do any malacha. I mean, banging the hammer and the, doing what? So the Gemara says, so Ella Abaye Virav, the Amri Tavayu says, no, because Shekain Miradadei Tasei HaMishkan Osen Kain. Those who used to bang out the gold in the Mishkan would do this as well. What would they do? Rashi says, Makin Gimel Alatas, they would bang three times on the plate of gold. Va'achas al hasadan, and one on the anvil, la'achli kakornas, in order to make sure that the hammer was smooth. Shelo yivaka hatash tudak, they're afraid that if you keep banging the hammer, things are going to nick or something like that. And the gold plate is very thin, and if it's not, if the hammer is not smooth, you can make a crack or a cut in the gold. So every fourth bang, they would bang on the anvil to smooth it out. And Rashi also points out the Vale Matbei Mekomein Reis Yosikin. He says that the jewelers, I guess the diamond cutters, do the same thing in his generation. But the idea is that they, when they would do the malacha, they would bang on the anvil once to keep it smooth. So they have, he's saying it's bony. I'm not patish. Not even patish probably.
With a hammer.
Right.
What exactly? I mean, I know you do it.
It's part of the makim patish. According to him, Tanakam is going to hold like you. Tanakam is saying no. Only when you, the only time you're going to have the Gemar Malacha is when you finish the Malacha on not even the hammer. On, right now, in the Mishkan, they were banging the gold plate. So when you finish the gold plate, dang, I don't know. Shimon Gamliel somehow says that they by and maybe he's saying that maybe he's doing it with the hammer, that by smoothing out the hammer on the anvil. That's also a Makir Patish.
Every fourth bang. So I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's not the final blow, so you're doing it 20,000.
But each time you're doing it, you're doing it for the purpose, let's say you're doing it for the purpose of the hammer, to make sure the hammer is smooth. So you're finishing up the hammer to make sure it's smooth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, Makir Patish. 1, 2, 3, now it's ruined. Bang it here, Makir Patish.
It's not like the final blow.
Yeah.
So here's a final blow on the hammer.
You do it again.
So you do it again. But if I would stop right now after that bang, the hammer would be smooth, so it's finished. No, it doesn't. That's why he's from Shimon. It's not. The chum don't hold that. But it happens to be interesting based on this. There's a whole shy list to whether or not, like a medical student or somebody, can go with a view or a surgery or some sort of something on Shabbos. Because B'nai, they said over here, right? What did the B'nai Rechava say? Elamayata Chazu Munasu B'Shabbos Vegamar Hakanani Chayev. You Chayev just if you watch somebody. It's an apprentice, you know, Shomer Shabbos, and his master is carpet doing something on Shabbos. Can he observe what's going on? So what did I see? So the Mishnah Berurah is Simon Mem. Master's not Jewish.
Oh.
The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem talks about. He says, "Yesh lazar shlo lifto betzbo. You shouldn't write with your finger, but mashin al shulchan on the table. Oh, be efer aval mutter lirshom ba'avir kiminosios. You can write like letters in the air." The Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Behu adin the mutter liros ummanus b'Shabbos. You'll have to see some sort of trade on Shabbos. Afagav shemalamda. Even though you're learning." He says, "Near dahinu dafka ba'achroish as damu liros." And they can't have. You can't ever take a course. You can't take a class on Shabbos. But if it happens to be that there's once-in-a-lifetime surgery is taking place on Shabbos, maybe you can go, and you're that type of surgeon, you can go observe it. Now, for me to go, it's probably pointless, but for the surgeon, it'd be worthwhile. You couldn't talk. You shouldn't talk there. He says, that feels that usher. But to walk there on purpose, it's usher. He says, Mishum is socham tzavtzucha. He brings down here in the notes by in the Dirshu, he says, he goes, Lislami bo'umno she'im bo isim lach gom l'sh'os b'cheder nituach. He says, to wait in the surgical room, v'shas nituach k'dei l'sami b'chach mozol. To wait there, just put, I guess not to walk there, Mr. Bruce says you can't go there purposely, but to wait, you know what's going to happen, I guess to wait there. He says, Das Mishum Mazal Mar Orbach, she'im b'kach isir. He says, Va'af mutter l'talmid ha'mislamei b'chach mozol l'daver al-kach imamori. But he allows you to speak, even to speak with the teacher. Right, you can ask questions. It's interesting coming from this Gemara. Okay. Paina mihachi, we have a brice to the same thing. Mishum gomil omer. They would do that as well. I think that the Tikkun Mona is on the hammer. That's what I think. All right. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going into different things that you do in the field, whether it's Choresh, whether it's Zoreya, or it's Kotzer. So number one, HaKoresh Kol Shehu. Anyone who does any type of Charisha, right, any type of furrowing or digging. And also HaMinakesh. Anyone who weeds, you're weeding. The hamikarsim, which means you prune dry branches. The hamizarei, which means you prune young shoots. Right? Kol shehu, any small amount, you are chayev. Either it's choresh or zoreya. There happens to be machlokis about minakish in the first plot in Moikatan, whether or not it's from zoreya, whether it's choresh. Abai says you chayev kol. But that's the idea. Is whatever it is, it's the shear is minimal. It's just a kol shehu. Next case. Hamilakate Eitzim, someone who's gathering wood. All right, I guess they're connected to the ground. Hamilakate Eitzim. Im Letakein, if the purpose of you picking the wood off of the tree is to fix the tree, it's sort of pruning, then Kol Shehu. Then it's a Kol Shehu. Im Lahasek, if you're taking the tree, the wood, in order to use them for a fire, you want to cook with them. So then we've seen that before. It's Kedei Levasho Beit Sakal. Once you take the amount of wood that it would take to cook a easily cooked egg. Hamilakate asavim. Someone who's gathering grass. I guess they're all connected to the ground. The idea, I guess you're not chayiv. Yeah, I guess right. Hamilakate asavim im letakein. If it's for tikkun of the karka, then it's for kol shehu, because that's chorish, right? But if it's im lebehema, if you're taking the grass in order to feed your animal, it's kimelo pi hagdi. Then you're chayiv from kotzer. But the chiyuv of that is how much of that would fill the mouth of the gedi. Okay. The Gemara says, why do we say that Charisha, you're chayef for a kol shehu? L'may chazi. What do you need Charisha for a kol shehu? Who plows that small amount? So he says, chazi, it's for lebirza de kara. Rashi says, lezera betocho neima shadalas. It's to put some sort of pumpkin seed. Like each pumpkin seed is put in its own sort of place in the ground. So it's for one pumpkin seed. And we say, the kavasei gabi mishkan, we see that by the mishkan, shekein royu lekelech echad shel simanim, that they would be choresh one thing to put one little small piece of the simanim, where they would, I guess the seed that they would use for the simanim, that would grow into the dyes. So that's, we'll get to that. So, Rashi says, lazar besocha neimash adalas. First question he asks is, wait a second, we just said a few days ago, well, about 10 days ago, maybe 13 days ago, that when it came to Hotzah for a Zerah, they needed to do two. Because one Zerah wasn't considered Dabar Chashav. So why for Hotzah it's not Dabar Chashav, but for Zeriah, with Choresh here it is Dabar Chashav. So Rashi says, V'yafo got the Shanidol Inyan Hotzah Zerah Deluim Shnayim She'en Adam Tarech Bin Neima Achas Hani Mili Hotzah. That's specifically about Hotzah. There's a chilek between Hotzah and by Charisha. Hani Mili Hotzah V'chi Mapik Tarti Mapik Zore Achas Lavada. Because when it comes to Hosah, you're not going to just do it. There's a big difference. You're not going to just take out to start the process just by one. You're going to take two. But once you're in the midst of Charisha and you have all the seeds in your hands, you can do one. You can do it separately. So for Charisha, it's a Dabar Chashav. But for Hosah, it's not. Aval in Charisha, kol gum of guba apinapish abidlei. Every hole gets its own thing. So now, you asked about the Midbar. It's a question you can ask on many malachas. On Charisha, on Zriya, all these things. How they do it in the Midbar. So there are those who say that there was an Eitz. Whenever they went in the Midbar, it turned into an oasis, and they were able to do it there. That's how some say. Wherever they were, they had the ability to.
Right? They change locations every week.
So we follow them. But what's the problem? The Adam Farron followed them. The Ve'er followed them. And when it came to the Mishkan, they built the Mishkan in one spot. They weren't even when it came to building the Mishkan. That's where they were. They started traveling a lot later. They didn't move anywhere at that time. And even if they were moving, so what? The Nanik Kabbal traveled with them. The Pillar Fire traveled with them. So this traveled with them. No big deal. The others they say is that others say that maybe what happened was that okay, Enoch Nami, they didn't do it in the Mishkan. They didn't do it then. But it's malachas that in the typical situation to do what needed to be done in the Mishkan in a normal scenario, you would need these types of fields. So
that's the. I have no problem with the lashon that they did it like that for the
make the dar. They did it like that. Like it, no, it says royal kelafin lashon. Right. So however they did it. So that answers your question is answered by the first answer. The Michelskina says they had it. That's how they had it. That was the nace that took place there. You're worried about all these miracles. You're talking about the door of Midbar. They had these things. Others say that no. What happened was that it came to them miraculously. They didn't plow or plant there. But in normal situations, in order to get these items, you would plow or plant. That's how they did. That's how they did it. Where'd they get the gold? Where'd they get all these things from? Where'd they get the wood from?
No, that they could have bought from the Troyan.
Where'd they get? Okay, or they bought it from. They could have bought it from peddlers in the desert also. What? Huh? The coins they could. They minted the coins. No, they could have been pet. It was the best captive audience you had. Every single merchant coming around would sell to them. I mean, that could be also. Or you could say it was a miracle. I have no problem saying that there's a nace here. A nace for a million things. They could be a nace for this also. The fact that they lived, the mud fell every day, so they have a problem. The question is, if the mud fell and they have these things, why can't they plant their own bread? That's the difference. Okay. So the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah said, I'm an Akeis from Makarsi and Rosari, it's kosher. And the Mishnah says, bring a brisa. Ton Rabbanan. Hatolesh Oloshin, someone who plucks endives, some type of grass, right? Vehamizareid Zerodim, and you prune reeds. So im lachila, if you're taking these off in order to eat, then the chiyav, the shear, is then talking about kotzer and kigogeris. That's the shear to be chayav, it'd be a gogeris. But im lebehema, if it's to feed it to your animal, it's kimalopi again. It's the amount that it would take to fill the mouth of a gedi. The im lehesek, and if it is done for, you're doing it for firewood, it's g'day levasho beitzakala. V'im liyapos asakarka, if it's to beautify or to better the ground, to make it better for planting purposes, then you're chayav, I guess, for koresh, then it's kol shehen. Then it's a dinner's kol shehen. It all depends on your machshava. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. So in all these cases, it's because I have different machshava. It's not miyapa the karka. In all cases, it's miyapa the karka. Atukul lo liyapos asakarka ninu. They all come back to me after the karka, so you should be chayv at that small amount by the kosher who. So Rabba, the Rav Yosef, the Army Tavayu, the Agam Shanu. We're dealing about the case. He's talking about like in some sort of swampy area where it doesn't help, I guess. Right? It doesn't. Rashi says it ain't sorach liyapos. There's no need for yipoy karka over there. But Rabbi says no. I feel tamed besadde the lav agam. Even a regular field by sadde of agam, but could go into lo kamikavein. He doesn't have kavana for the Tlisha, meaning he does a kavana for the Choresh. When he rips it off, his kavana is to use it either for food, for hesek, but his enom is kavane for the Choresha. So it's davash enom is kavane, it should be potter. Because the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that davash enom is kavane is potter, and therefore you be chayv on the malacha that you have kavana for. But the Gemara asks, wait a second, v'hai abaye v'rava the amri tavayu modir Rabbi Shimon b'sik reisha v'lo yamos. It's a p'sik reisha over here. It's guaranteed to happen that you're going to do yipu your karka by pruning or by taking off the grasses. So he, even though Rav Shimon says davar shemis kavan is potter, by psikration he's moda that you're chayim. So here it's going to be it's a definite outcome. So you should be chayim mishum psikration. So Kumara answers lo tzricha de ka'avid ba'ara de chavre. He's doing this in his friend's field. I mean it's not his. And Rashi says therefore lo ichpas le liyapos. Psikration lo nichale, basically what's going on here. He doesn't care. So psikration lo nichale. So here this big comes back to the machlokas that we have between the Aruch and other Rishonim, is what's the did by psikration lo nichale. According to the Aruch, Rashi said, Tosis brings it down here, Peirush the Aruch, the psikration lo nichale, like all these cases, could go in the Ka'avi Ba'ar de Chavrik, on Ba'achar She'enu Ohavo, Ba'akotzis, Ba'heretz, Ba'shas Mila, he says, Mutin lechad chila, by psikration lo nichale, the Aruch says it's mutter. It's mutter. According to the Tosos, it goes to Rias here and Rias the other way. Tosos here and other places says that psik reish lo nichale is it's asami de rabbanon, right? It's asami de rabbanon. That's what the Urayim holds, the Sefer Chuma holds, the Smag holds, what the Ruah holds. So we're talking about over here is that when you're tolish by the asavim and the sadeh and it's the siapa the karka, you're right. In the situation you have no hanah, there's no chiyuv chakas. But it's still an Isser. It's Potter, not Mutter. Rav Chanan in the beginning of Ksubas has a whole to-do is that how to explain this Machlokas based on how you view what Sikresha is. Right? I don't remember it right so well right now, but that's the Mar Makom. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah now is talking about the Malacha of Kosev. HaKosev Shtei Yosios. The Chai for Kosev, you have to write two letters. Two letters. Even, or two figures. And I think if you write in Chinese, you're also going to be five, even though it's not a letter, but it's a symbol. HaKosev Shtei Yosios. Bein Yamino, whether you do it with your right hand, Bein Bismol, whether you do it with your left hand. Bein Mishem Echad, whether it's one letter, I mean, right, Aleph Aleph. Bein Mishnei Shemos, or it's two letters, you write Aleph Beis. Bein Mishnei Simanos, so if you write two, use two different inks. B'chol Lashon in any language, Chayev. You're a Chayev for the Malacha of Kosev. I'm Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says it doesn't have to do with letters. Rav Yossi says, I'm Rav Yossi, Shtei Osios, Lo Chayev Shtei Osios, Ela Mishem Roshem. The Ma'av Malacha is not Ksiva, but it's Roshem. It's making marks. Shekach Kosvin al Karshay Mishkan. That's what they do also, what they did on the beams in the Mishkan. They would make marks to know which one fit into the other one. Leda Ezu Benzugo. But the idea was they weren't necessarily letters. They were just any symbols would be enough also. Right? Rashi says, Mishum Roshem, Simon, Chayosim Mikarshay Mishkan. They make a sign in the planks. Mipneshim, Mifarkin also. They would take them apart. Olikshkayimuhu, Lo Yichavu Seder Krosh. They wouldn't mess up the order. But also Rav Yosef the Meimar, the Filo Kosov Ela Roshem Shnei Rishimos, but Amal Simon Chayim. If you just wrote two notches or two simanim, you're Chayim. It doesn't necessarily have to be two letters according to Rav Yosef.
The first one should be two letters, that makes sense because it's not like letters or symbols. On the second one, it could be one mark.
It's the same. It could be the same mark, but it's only you have to do it twice.
I'm saying if the point of doing the line of numbers, you have 20 boards, you start with one, you go to 10. If you go to 20, so number one, the first 10 of them, you're going to be high and separately.
No, you
number one, number two, number three, number four.
I'm not sure I understand the final question.
It depends on your mitzvah or why it's us. If it's because you're using it as a guide to set some things up, like in the Mishkan. Number one is only one letter, one symbol.
Right, but
two is only one symbol. So,
but once you did two, then
you get to 11, you
then no. But if you did one, and then if you did one notch and then another notch, you're fine. If I have twice, you don't have to do it all in one shot. In other words, if you separate it from a certain amount of time period and you separate your skuggos, but if you do, in other words,
say if you would see this is because you use it as a marking mechanism in right. Mishkan, then even a single mark should make a difference.
Yeah, but a single mark. Doesn't the reason they did the Mishkan was to compare was to have the two of them hooked together. So you need two. You need to do one of each.
Number one on one board, and number two on number one, and three on the third.
Right. So once you do number two, you're chayev because you did one and two. If you just did one, you wouldn't be chayev because it's one marking. All right. I'm just not following the question. Okay. Won't be the first time. fine. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says. Matsinu, Shem Katon, Mishem Gadol. We can find also, right, when Mishnah had mentioned before, you could do two osios, Yechayev. But it doesn't say whether you have to have Kavana for two osios. Let's say you want to write a long name, and you only write two letters of that long name. Are you Chayev also? So Shem says, yeah. Matsinu, Shem Katon, Mishem Gadol. Even if you intention to write a longer name, and you wrote two letters from that name, for example, Shem Mishimon, or Shmuel, or Noach, Minachar, Dami, Daniel, Gami, Gadiel, in all these cases, since the shorter name, the two letters, has the mashmos in and of itself, so that counts. That's going to count. Even though you're kavanah to write the full name, that's going to count. Rashi says, "Ha'aslashmin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's come to teach us the apa gav shlo nigmar melachto. Even though you didn't have finished complete the melachos and it's kaving lifto teva gdola because of mixos, but you wrote a smaller amount, but also mixos have teva miskayemus makom acher chayev. If that smaller amount is, I guess it's included in your machshava." You write a smaller amount is a word somewhere else, then you're still going to be chayav, even though your original kavanah was to write a longer letter.
Well, it's not a word. Two letters is at least.
If you had kavanah to write two letters, then that's that. If you had kavanah to write Shimon and you have the two letters that you wrote, they don't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayav. You only be chayav if you had a kavanah for a longer thing. You have to malachas machshavas. You have to complete your malacha. If you have makshava for a longer thing, and then the two letters that you wrote are gibberish, that doesn't count. The two letters you wrote make something that completes That's going to complete your machshava. Okay, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. That as long as it has, as long as it has mashmos, then that's going to be you're going to be chayav. The Gemara says now, what the Gemara is coming over here? It said left and right. So he says bishlma yamin l'chayav. Right, the assumption is talking about a righty. Understand, a guy writes with his right hand, he's chayav. Bishlma derech zibrakach. That's the way he writes. Ela small amai. Why is he going to be chayav? Ha ain't derech zibrakach. That's not the normal way to write. A right and left hand. So Amar biyami abi ita yad shonya shano. We're dealing with a lefty. He says okay. So we're dealing with a lefty. What's the chiddush? But to have a small today, can mean a kliyama. But small a chayav, it means no yichayav. Just with your right hand, you deal with the righty, and for a lefty, the left hand equals the right, and you'd be putter on the right hand. So he goes el arabaye b'sholit b'shtei yadav. Guy's ambidextrous; he can write with both hands, so therefore he'd be chayav on both. I don't know if the chiddush is there either. So, but Rav Yaakov braid the bas Yaakov amar hamani. It's Rav Yosi. No, he says this is Rav Yosi. Again, Rav Yosi says you don't need to write letters; you just need to write markings or sketch or etchings. So you can use either hand to make an etching, right? The amar lochi b'shtei osios elamishum roshem. The idea is because of roshem. Rashi says the low boy ksiva el roshem ba'ama ube smaller roshem miyahave. Etching with your left hand the same thing as etching with your right hand. You know, it's not, you don't need the clear clarity of the letter. Therefore, the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, wait a second. You want me to save Rabbi Yosi? Rashi lav Rabbi Yosi. If the safe is talking about if the safer we mention Rabbi Yosi, that means we're only mentioning Rabbi Yosi at the end of the Mishnah. So the Rashi is not going to be Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, no, cool Rabbi Yosi. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. I guess they forgot to mention his name till the end. The entire Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. So. Fine. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, you have to mention this, mentioned in the Mishnah that says, b'chol lashon, and any lashon. Rashi says, b'chol lashon, shall kol ksavim, b'gufan shall kol uma v'uma. Basically any language, English, French, Spanish, Latin, you write in any language, you are chayiv. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Vav, Sifir Aleph says, talking over here about buying, the title of the Simon is, Ezech Chafatzim Mutl Dabar Shabbos. Dabar Dabar on Shabbos. So he talks about buying a house in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara Gittin says, let us buy a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, because let us do these the Rabbanons. We have the Rabbanons because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Mutar, right? It's Gemara Bava Kama, Gittin Bav Ches and Bava Kama, I'm not sure, Pei Aleph, I don't remember. Mutar liknos bayis for Eretz Yisrael and Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. Let us buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew on Shabbos. V'chosim malabar koshlem, and go sign the deed, do everything in their court system. Right? But, and Rashi, Ramah then adds, B'ksav shalahem, and you can do it only in their language. The enu asar rak midrabanan, because writing in the language other than ksav ashuris, other than Hebrew, is only midrabanan. When we shum yishuv eretz yisrael lo gazru, he says don't write it, so it's only the rabanan. So Mr. Brewer points out, ratzalomer haksiva zohi midrabanan. This writing is only midrabanan. Avishuus deshuus vaydei huni mishum hakitir mishuv eretz yisrael. So he says, let's put in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah Shita is that non-Hebrew writing is other Rabbanan. But the Bir Alacha and the Mishaburah points out that the Chol HaPosim Cholkim Al Zeh. Everyone argues with that. V'Sri Lehu the Apik Sav Shalhem, he Isim Midaraisa. So the Chol Lashon Chayv, the Isim Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, any Lashon. So the Or Zeruah says that any Lashon means is you write phonetically other words, you know, English words in Hebrew. That use only the Raisa would be using the Hebrew letters. So Mishnah Berurah explains that even here, nevertheless, even though it's the Oraisa, you still have, they have the Heter for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, whatever the reason is. Fine. So let's point out that the Or Zeruah holds it's only on the, there's a very, very long Bir Halacha here. One, two full, wow, really long. Really long Bir Halacha that probably goes into the Sugya, but he says, it basically says, Mipnesha din zehu nafkamina lakama devarim, because there's a nafkamina, right, amati levar devar zeh. So he's going to explain this, and he says, in Eirama, hetik b'shem Or Zeruah, he writes from the Or Zeruah, the ksiva acheres chutz miksav ashuri rach min rabbanon. Anything other than ksav ashuri is the rabbanon. Vayanti, and I said that that's not the case, everyone argues. Well, that's the sheet of the Or Zeruah. Okay, now the Gemara is trying to bring a stira from Rabbi Yehuda, from the Braiser. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda matzinu, that you chayiv, if you write Shem Mishmuel, right? If you write, so basically, if you have to come out, it has to be different letters. Ella, from the examples that Rabbi Yehuda gave of the smaller, the two letters that he writes from the larger word, Ella Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Osios V'Hein Shnei Shemos Hudu Mechayev, but Shtei Osios V'Hein Shem Echad Lo Mechayev. Let's say he would write the word would be Titanim, right? So, right, or two letters together, Ches and Ches together, whatever it would be chayev, because he's the only examples he gave is the Shemi Shimon, you know, Nachmi Nachor. He doesn't give an example of where the same letters. Vatanya, let's bring the following brisa. So long brisa till we get to the question. The pasuk says by the nasi that was chote, it says va'asa achas. We call mitzvos Hashem l'kav v'shelo tasenu v'shkaga. So asa achas. So the brisa, this is where is this Torah's Kohanim, I think. It says yachol ad sheyichtov kol Hashem. You would be chayev, only be chayev until you write every letter that you intended to write. Achi yaro kol a beged, that because it says achas, which seems to be something complete, until you weave the entire beged. Achi yaskol nafa, you make the entire sieve tamaloma. A different pasuk it says va'asa meyachas mehena, the mem. So e meyachas, if it's from the mem, yachol afilo kasev elo os achas. Maybe you only wrote one letter. Lo arig elo chut echad, you only did one stitch. Lo asa elo base aicha benafa, you only made one hole, I guess, in the sieve. You chayev. How do you deal with the seeming conflicting interpretations of achas and meyachas? So Tamalomar Achas. You go back to Achas. Okay, so how does that work? Einu chayiv achi yiftok shem kato mishem gadol. You don't be chayiv if you wrote it have to be a something that has meaning. Shem echad mishem gadol. Shem Shimon or Shmuel. Noach minachor. Dami Daniel. The Gemara will ask, wait a second. One's a sophis letter and one's a regular letter. Right? Open mem, closed mem. Open, you know, nun sophis or end of mem. End of nun, depending where your kid goes to school. You know, and a nun and a regular nun. They're different letters. We'll get to that. God migadil. That's the first shita. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. No, here's the kasha. Afilo lo kasav elo shte osios v'hein shem echad. Even if you wrote two letters in the same letter, you would be chayev. Kagon, you wrote sheish. I guess from sheish matzar or sheishach, you wrote sheish. O tes from tisra'u, or you wrote rar or gag from gago or chach from chachim. That these are small letters. Nevertheless, you would be chayev. So right away, we have a steer from Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brayos, what we inferred from him. From the mission. Next case. Next way to explain this pasuk of achas meyachas. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chi mishum kosef hu chayev, v'halo einu chayev el mishum roshem. There's no problem with ksiva. That issue is roshem. Right? Shekein roshem akarshe mishkan leide ezehu ben zugo. Lefikach, sorat srita achas al shnei nisarin o shtei saritos an eser esel echel chayev. If you wrote two etchings, right? Or you did two saritos, sorry, you did
one scratch
on two different poles. I guess you just went across like this, and I wanted to do different poles. And now you have two etchings. Or you did shtei tzritzos on neser echad yichayev. So there. So too. If you write two letters that are not mishtarif anywhere else, it's still be chayev. He doesn't make a difference. He doesn't. If it means nothing, it doesn't make a difference then, because his issue is the etching, not the writing, not the meaning of the word.
Well,
he's constructed for him because the whole purpose was based on that they can you can know now which one is which. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says a fourth day, which is going to be similar to the first one. He says va'asa achas yochal achi yichtav es kol hashem va'achi yirag kol beged achi yaseh es kol anafa tamid lomar mei achas im mei achas yochal afilu kasav ela os achas afilu arag ela chut echad afilu asa ela bayis echad benafa tamid lomar achas. So we have achas and mei achas. Haketzad, how does that work? Einu chayiv, you're not chayiv for the mixas malacha achi yaseh malacha shekayotzeva miskayemes. If I had intention to do a bigger thing, right? I'm only going to be, and I end up not doing the bigger thing, I will still be chayev, but only if the smaller thing I did, somewhere else could be considered a malacha. Shem Yishimon. That can be considered a malacha. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Omer. We just did Rabbi Yossi. Oh, but he did, but Rabbi Yossi didn't darshan the psukim. So now Rabbi Yossi is going to come and is going to darshan the psukim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, it says, v'asa achas, v'asa hena. Right? So it should say, basically, It says va'asa meyachas, and it just says also says it says va'asa meyachas mehena. So the extra mem and meyachas, the extra m for mehena, the extra asa which goes on to both of them. So how's your darshan all these words? So it says va'asa achas va'asa hena. Pa'amim shechayev achas al kulan. Sometimes you can do many averus and be chayev just one korban chatas. Ufanim, and sometimes shechayev al kol achas va'achas. So be chayev on each individual avera that you do. So basically the question is katani mia. Nevertheless, in the Bryce we see Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Kasav El Shtei Osios, so Hein Shem Echad. If you wrote two of the same letters, you would be Chayev. But the Mashmas from the Mishnah was that for Tiva Shtei Osios would be Potter, because he didn't give that as an example. The Gemara says, Lokasha Hadidei Hadirabe. One is his Shita, one is the Shita of his Rebbe. In our Mishnah, that's his Das, that they have that for Shtei Osios that are the same, you would be Potter. V'sanya, we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Afilo Kosov Elo Shtei Osios Hein Shem Echad, draw two of the same letters, you would be chayiv. Kigon Sheish, Tes, Rar, Gag, Chach, that you would be chayiv. But that's in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. But when in our Mishnah, it's his own shita, it's not the shita of his Rebbe. Now the Gemara is going to ask, let's look in the brisa of Rabbi Shimon, Hayat Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon seems to be the same shita of the Tanakama, which basically was, Tanakama says, Achiyichtov Shem Kotam Yishem Godel, Shem Yishimon, right? And Shimon says that Achi Yosem Alach Shekiyotem is Kayemes, which would be Shem Shimon. So it's the same Shita. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Tanakama. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Chi Tame, maybe going to say Aleph de Azreka Ikebenayu. If you write Aleph, like from the word Azreka, that would be a difference between them. The Tanakama, who's really Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama Savar Aleph de Azreka Lo Mechayev, because you don't have that often, Aleph. And Rabbi Shimon Savar Kaven to Isa Vigalturi Ba'alma you'd be chayiv. That since they write Aleph on these amulets, you would be chayiv. I don't know the question. You just found a pasuk that says Aleph. So why is that? Okay, but so maybe you would say that would be the case, meaning that Rabbi Shimon would be more machmir. But we know that Rabbi Shimon cannot be more machmir in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the din. The same Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon all over the place. Rabbi Shimon is Mekel, and he brings a bunch of examples. The name of the Rabbi Shimon Chumra Vatanya. Look at the following brisa. Hakodeach, someone drills the hole. Kol shehu chayev. Megarer kol shehu v'me'abed kol shehu. And megarer, you drag the beams. Me'abed, you tan the leathers. Kol shehu. Hatzar beklid surah. If you make some sort of figure or some sort of painting on the kli, that's kol shehu. You're chayev. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. You have to wait achi kadechas kulo. You have to do it all in one shot. Achi gros kulo. Achi yabes kulo. Achi yatzart kulo. You're only chayev until you finish what you're doing. That's when the chiyuv sets in. He's more makel. It's a longer time period. So our case can't be that Rav Shimon is more machmir to say that aleph you'd be chayev, and Rav Shimon would say aleph you'd be pater. So Ela Rav Shimon ha'aslash me'unin. Rav Shimon comes to teach us ad shiyichtov shem kulo. You have to write the entire word, right? You have to write the entire word that you had kavana to write. So Gemara says, wait a second, how can that be? Umi matas ari hachi v'hatanya amar Rav Shimon omer v'asa achas. That was his problem. From achas, you would think you need to write the whole word. From me'achas, you don't have to write the whole word. So how can you tell me? Shimon says you have to write the whole word. His whole drush is that you don't have to write the whole word. So the Gemara says, Taretz v'ami hachi. No, we have to reword the brisa. Rav Shimon is not talking about where you had kavanah to write a word and you wrote a smaller part of the word. So you had kavanah to write a pasuk and you only wrote one word from the pasuk. So Taretz v'ami hachi, yochel achi yichtov es ha-pasuk. Kulo, Tamalomar, Meyachas, they've only write one word from the pasuk, but you have to write the entire word, that's when you would be Chayim. Okay, now they're going back to explain Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had this whole thing of Asa Achas, Asa Hena, Pamim, Shechayav, Achas, Akulan, Upamim, Shechayav, Akol, Achas, Viachas. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yossi. How do you explain Rabbi Yossi? So number one, we go like this. It says Achas, Meyachas. So you have to be darish the extra mem. Then it says Hena Mehena. There's an extra mem there as well. And then also, basically, it could have said Asa Achas or Asa Hena. The word Achas or the word Hena is one. Achas is extra also. So he says Achas she Hena, Hena shehi Achas. What does that mean? So that basically says it means Achas. It says Achas Mehena. Sometimes Achas is Mehena. Sometimes Achas is on many sins. And sometimes Hena of many sins is Shehi Achas. There's only one Chiyuv. So he says, for example, oh, and then also Achas Shimon, Meyachas Shemi Shimon. Achas means you write the whole word Shimon. Meyachas means if you just write Shemi Shimon, you're going to be Chayav. And then Hena Avos, Mehena Talados. Hena means you Chayav on the Avos. Mehena means you Chayav on the Talados as well. So now the more just examples. Achas Shehena. When would it be Achas Shehena that sometimes you Chayav on one Avera, many Korbanos, many Chatos. That's somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, Zidon Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, but Zodon, but Shigos Malacha. He knew today was Shabbos, but he didn't know that these things are Aser. So he has, even though he's doing all of them, it's one Chil Shabbos, nevertheless, he's Chayv Chatos in every Malacha, because every Malacha is done by Shogeg. That's so it's Chayv every Malacha. And Heinosh, Achas, teaches Shigos Shabbos, Zidon Malacha. He knows, he forgets that it's Shabbos, but he knows that these malachas are asher on Shabbos. Then it's only one shigah, the shigah of Shabbos, and even though you did many, many actions, you only chayav one korban chatos. Next. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go back to what we said before. We talked about the two different types of mem. Shem Yishimon. If you write Shimon, it's a regular mem. If you write Shem, it's the closed mem, it's the end of mem, the mem sofit. So what's going on? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Matzino Shem Kato Mishem Gadol. Me dummy. What's the comparison? How can it be this? How do you have the same kavanah? It's not the same thing. Mem de Shem Sosom, it's closed. Mem de Shimon Pasuach. What's going on? So Amar of Chizda, Zoso Meris, this comes to teach us that Sosom, the Asu Pasuach, Kosher. If you're supposed to have write in the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin and Mezuzah, you're supposed to write a end of mem, and you wrote a regular mem, it's kosher. So if you wrote shame, like if you wrote shame, instead of writing the mem sofis at the end, you wrote a regular mem, it'd be kosher in the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin and the Mezuzah. So Gemara says, wait, Meisvei, it can't be. Let's bring a brisa that's going to argue on this. Meisvei, so it's a long brisa. The pasuk says uksavtam, right? So from the word uksavtam, they break up. It says uksavtam. It has to be perfect writing. So shetehei ksivatama. The ksiva has to be perfect according to its writing. All the article and things are going to give you how the letters are supposed to look. So shelo yichtov alfin ayin. You shouldn't have the aleph look like an ayin. Basically, when you write the aleph, you have to make sure that the bottom part is connected. Well, some say that don't confuse the two because they sound the same. Or actually, they don't sound the same because they have no sound. But it's not necessarily true because some have a guttural ayin. That doesn't make a difference. But others say, so the article has a picture, that if you don't connect the bottom left part of the aleph, it's not. Then if you would flip the top part of the aleph, it would look. It's basically a backwards ayin. It looks similar. So don't confuse the aleph and the ayin and a bunch of other things. Right, lo yichtov alfin ayin, ayin ka'alfin, basin kafin. Your base should not be like a cuff. Or cuff and basin. They also look very similar. One just the base is straight. The cuff is just rounded around the edge. Well, the base was a little shmigja coming up. And gamin tzadin, your gimel shouldn't be like a tzadin. Tzadin gamin daltin ration. Your dal shouldn't be like a resh. Or ration daltin. Heyin chesin. Your hey shouldn't be like a ches. And chesin heyin shouldn't be like a hey. Vavin can yudin. Yudin can vavin. Make sure your vav is extended so it doesn't look like a yud. And make sure your yud's not too long so it doesn't look like a vav. Lo nunin zayin, the nun shouldn't look like a zayin. That's because if you don't, on the bottom of the nun, if you don't, you know, extend the bottom of the nun, the base of the nun, and you make it straight, it'll look like a zayin. The zayin is straight, and the nun just has the extension going to the left, right? Tasin peifin, your tes should not look like a fei. I think because if you don't connect the two parts of the tes, and the right hand part of the tes is going to look a little more like a fei, right? Tasin peifin, feifin, tasin, kfufin, pshutim. You shouldn't make those that are supposed to be rounded straight, pshutin, kfufin, and memin, samchin, and samchin memin. You shouldn't make your mem like a samach, meaning your mem sofis should not be like a samach, and your samach should not be a mem sofis. And here's the kicker, stumim, psuchim, psuchim, stumim. You can't have your mem sofis look like a regular mem, you can't have a regular mem look like a mem sofis. So how can you possibly say that shame, if you write with a regular mem, is going to be kosher? The Bryce says that you can't confuse your end letters with the regular letters. So, and the price continues. Right, parsha psucha lo yasa stuma. We're supposed to cut the closed parsha. Right, supposed to different types of space, of different types of space between the two parshios. I forgot how long it's supposed to be.
Because the machlok is talking about a mezuzah, but a regular writing, you're allowed to.
What do you mean? But it doesn't mean anything.
That's me. You're not allowed to do this.
They're questioning the diuk. Me domim. How can you say that? How can you say it's the same letter? The idea that you had here is that you were writing shame mi Shimon. You had kavanah to write Shimon, and then you wrote shame. But it's okay because you wrote a letter it's not that you had kavanah to write shin and then the mem sofis. You had kavanah to write shin, regular mem, ayin vav nun, and then you wrote shim mem sofis. So you have to say that. So we're saying, oh no, that's sufficient. Why is that sufficient? It doesn't represent your kavanah. So you say, oh, it represents your kavanah because it's mutter in the Sefer Torah and mezuzah, and therefore it's the same thing. But it's not the same thing. So if it's not the same thing, when you wrote it, it didn't represent your kavanah. So why are you chayav on Shabbos? I think there's a machlokas of how many the spaces between the stuma and the psucha. Whatever that is, you can't confuse them. And also the last thing he says, right, parsha psucha lo yasa stuma lo yasa psucha. Ksav Shira, when you write the Shira, which is supposed to be also like in the bricks, right? For the Shira, Osha, right? Ksav Shira, Ksav as a Shira Kayotseva, Osha Kasav Lobi, Dio, Osha Kasav as a Skaros Bazav. You write not in the right ink, you write with gold. Harel Yganezu, you have to put them away. Bottom line is, you can't write the mem and the end of mem the same way. So the Gemara says, no. Ahu the Amriki Haitana, he holds like the following Brysa, so that it is good. The sign is, there's a competing Brysa, the Sanya. Rabbi Huda Maseir Omer. it says Nemar by the Karbanos of Sukkos. It says by the second day, it says Uniskehem, an extra Mem Sofit at the end of Uniskehem. Vishishi in the sixth, in the day six, it says Vinisachah, an extra Yud. So you have Mem Yud. And then it says Shvi Kimishpatam, an extra Mem at the end. Hare Mem Yud Mem Mayim. Mikan Remez Lanisach HaMayim in the Torah. It's a Remez Lanisach HaMayim in the Torah. Wait a second. Mayim, you're learning it out from endomems to regular mems, because we're talking about the extra letters. So you see from him, he holds that there's no difference between an endomem and a regular mem. Umid the pasuach vaso sasam kosher. And now that you see that if it's supposed to be if pasuach and you do it close, it's kosher. So too sasam nami sasam aso pasuach kosher. The other way around, if it's supposed to be closed and you made it open. That's going to be kosher again. Because what we have over here was Niskayem was in Mem Sofit, and you're moving it to an open Mem. So if that's good, so too in our case, if you're supposed to read Shemi Shimon, or it's supposed to be an open Mem, you made it a closed Mem, it's going to be good. It's going to be considered Ksiva. That's what this is, Machlokes in the Brisos. And the deal that we made in Rabbi Yehuda holds like the second Brisa. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up over here. They're going to reject this. What's the comparison? It's not the same thing going from closed, from open to closed, to closed to open. All right, stop here. Have a good day. Thank you.